Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today, as I mentioned earlier, is World Multiple Sclerosis Day, and there's a lot of myth, a lot of misunderstanding around this illness. We wanted to get a little bit more information and try and understand what it really is. What is multiple sclerosis, and why is it the most common non-traumatic case of a neurological disability in young adults? Joining us this morning is Dr. Kogetatso Motumi, who is head of market access and public policy for Roche Pharmaceuticals. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me up.
So first of all, let's just try and get an understanding. What is MS? What is multiple sclerosis?
So the simplest answer is really, what multiple sclerosis is a potentially disabling disease, unfortunately, of the brain and your spinal cord. So if you think about your spinal cord as a wire, myelin is a protective sheath that covers this wire. So it's almost like it covers the live wire of your nerves. And what happens in multiple sclerosis, unfortunately, it's an immune disease where your own body attacks this sheath, this protective sheath called myelin, that covers the nerve fibers. And so it can cause a multitude of problems depending on which part of the body it's attacked. So it can either go to your eyes, to your nerves, to your muscles.
Oh, I see. So it can attack different regions.
That's correct.
And who does it most commonly affect?
So it commonly affects people between the ages of 20 years and 40 years. Unfortunately, though, it can even go younger or even older, but commonly it's these age groups, and that's why we say it's the commonest non-traumatic disease of the young adult.
And what would the signs be, or what would the first symptoms be for multiple sclerosis?
So, like I said, it could depend, but the commonest ones tend to be things like numbness or weakness in your body, your legs, your trunk, so some pain, specifically pain when people are doing certain neck movements, some tremor, lack of coordination, unsteady gait, problems suddenly with your vision. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's most important, also things like sleep fatigue, but the thing that's important, and that's the problem with the disease, it can be relapsing. So you sometimes have it, new symptoms, you have them for weeks on end, and then they suddenly disappear, which also obviously causes its own problems, because in between these episodes, people are very confused, feel very lonely, because they don't quite understand what's happening to themselves and to their body.
How is it diagnosed?
So you would actually have to see a specialist, and so that's why we say, if you have any of these strange, symptoms that you can't explain, reach out to your physician. They will then refer you to a specialist called a neurologist. Mm-hmm. So the diagnosis is commonly made by a specialist called a neurologist, and what they would do is they would have to do a CT scan as well as some tests to determine where you are on the scoring system. It's called the McDonald's system, and what they do is you take an aggregation of all these symptoms together, of the neurological disabilities together with your CT scan in order to make a diagnosis.
And in terms of treatment, it's treatment prognosis, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of myths around it, that anybody who gets multiple sclerosis is going to land up in a wheelchair. There's a lot of misinformation around there, isn't it?
That is unfortunately correct, and that's the aim really of days like these, where we try to raise awareness, reduce the stigma, and make sure people understand that people affected by the disease can be affected in different ways. Yes, multiple sclerosis is a chronic disease. However, if you get treatment early, some of these treatments that they have available can be immune modulating, and they can at least halt or at least, modulate the way the disease will progress over a long time. So it's not always that, people end up in wheelchairs, but that possibility does exist. And for that reason, that's why it's so important for us to support the people with this disease, as well as the caregivers looking after these people, because as you can imagine, it's quite an isolating disease, and that can either slowly creep up on you or can even happen suddenly. And so it really throws people off, and that's why it's so important that people are informed so that they don't remain scared and disorientated. And thus, the need for these increased awareness and education for the city.
And an incredible amount of work has been done in the pharmaceutical space around keeping... The work that has been done, does it cure or does it stop the progression of multiple sclerosis?
A lot of the pharmaceutical drugs currently either try to stop the progression of the disease or at least modulate some of these diseases. So the treatment itself is a chronic disease because the disease itself is a chronic disease. And each patient obviously is treated based on the symptoms that they have.
One of our listeners asking, Janine asking, why do the myelin sheaths regenerate with Guillain-Barre syndrome but not MS?
So unfortunately, what causes the actual disease is unknown. So it's an immune-related disorder, and because the cause of this is unclear, it made it very difficult for there to be an answer to that question. With Guillain-Barre, clear that the cause is a viral infection, and once that virus clears, it's possible that some patients will recover. With MS, it's unclear what actually causes the disease. There are theories, obviously, on what makes it worse, things like smoking, hereditary. Unfortunately, if it's in your family, you tend to have it more. And if you have other autoimmune diseases like type 1 diabetes and that, you are at much more risk of getting it. But the cause is unclear, and that's why I think it's also unclear why the patient can recover in between the relapses.
Right. That's unfortunately all we have time for. Dr. Khotatso Mutumi, who's head of market access and public policy for Roche Pharmaceuticals South Africa, talking to us this morning about multiple sclerosis.